Message number 675. The abolition of all signs of my son will mean the beginning of the end. Friday, January 18, 2013 at 07:30 p.m. My children, the tide has turned as sin continues to spread everywhere. As sin becomes acceptable in the heart of man, the earth will groan in agony beneath the weight of darkness. The world war is being staged, and soon it will reveal the ugliness which lies in the hearts of world leaders who are united as if by an umbilical cord. One feeds the other, but soon none will remain a leader in their own nations because they will only answer to one master, the Antichrist. To many the world may seem the same, but it is not. It is because of the evil brought about by the demons incarnate who wander the corridors of power that the whole of humanity will suffer. The power held by these slaves to evil leaders will mean that civil rights will disappear. The signs can already be seen. Soon they will all be abolished, and you will have to trust in my son and surrender to him so that you can withstand the injustices which you will have to bear witness to. The abolition of all signs of my son will mean the beginning of the end. Once this happens, you will know that the time for the second coming is close. You must keep in prayer, children, and continue to recite the crusade prayers, for they are very powerful and will help to mitigate the suffering which is being planned by the evil group. The earth will now shake where the seats of these demonically influenced leaders are located. The hand of God the Most High will strike the earth, but many of those who lead sinful lives can be saved through your prayers. The influence of the evil one is now being felt amongst the churches and those who proclaim the holy word of God. They are the primary targets of the evil one, and the Antichrist will not relent in his pursuit to destroy all Christian churches. Pray for the army of Christ to remain calm and at peace. It will be when you trust completely in my son through the surrender of your free will that you will become strong. Then you will be able to withstand these trials. Your beloved mother, Mother of Salvation.